News Talk 1010, CFRB AM, Toronto. Toronto. The voice of reason in the Astro family.
I don't care what y'all say.
More in the Morning with John Moore is brought to you by Coffee Time's iced cappuccino and new iced chocolate. Get them at Coffee Time.
7:41 is the time, 15 degrees. Still a little on the chilly side, even though it's going to be a nice summer day. Trish Stratus is here. It's nice to see you.
Thanks. Nice to see you as well.
So let me see. 7 times women's WWE champ.
Correct.
3 times WWE Babe of the Year.
Babe of the Year, yes.
That's a distinction you obviously enjoyed. But you retired with a whack of injuries. You had a herniated disc, broken ankle, dislocated shoulder, thumb, missing knuckle, and you lost a tooth?
Yes, and let me just be clear, this was not all at the same time.
No. Was it all in the ring, though?
It was. All of it, well, most of it, except for the ankle, happened in the ring, or outside the boundaries of the ring. My tooth, for example, you know what happens when you get hit with a trash can lid in the face?
I can't speak from experience,
right.
No.
Well, that's what jarred my tooth and knocked it out, so, yep. And missing knuckle, see that? Our listeners can't see that, but
okay,
see,
so
there's a missing
right here, you mean,
divot type of a thing happening in my hand there.
Okay,
yeah.
She's making a fist.
I'm making a fist,
and one of the
knuckles,
just isn't there. Is that because, like, you punch somebody and the knuckle gets pushed in, or what happens?
It's broken inside there. Look at that. See all the bones crushed up inside there?
Does that still hurt?
It doesn't, but I've been warned that it may affect me later.
Okay. So if you met Obama, you wouldn't do the fist jab?
No, probably not.
No. I mean, is that all happy memories in wrestling?
You know what? Well, I mean, the only good thing about, well, see, when you're in wrestling, 300 days of the year, you're on the road. So when you get injured, and that sounds funny, but you get a little time off, which is kind of funny. So, getting injured is not a good thing, but it gave me a little bit of time off. And each time I was off, actually, I got a lot of interesting opportunities. Like when I broke this knuckle, I was off television. They sent me home, and I actually got the opportunity to host the Canada's Walk of Fame that year.
And you did a song and dance routine.
I did.
Is that
yeah.
something in your past, or was that an experiment?
No, it was an experiment. I thought this is a great opportunity to showcase a different side of me and do something new and exciting. So we were talking about the opening. I said, well, how about if we do, I don't know, like a Broadway style opening number? And they did the same thing. Like, so is that you sing, you dance? I didn't know that. I'm like, no, but maybe we could try that out.
Yeah.
And we got a singing coach, and we choreographed a routine, and it was a lot of fun.
Now, you're wearing like a suit, so I'm only speaking from what I can see, but you seem to be a little bit more, shall we say, lithe than you used to be in your wrestling years.
A little more what?
Slimmer, and like, I'm not afraid you might punch me out.
You know what? Actually, people, I'm pretty much the same. People think that I'm going to walk in there expecting this, like, 6-foot person, like China. I think, you know, maybe
yeah.
people know China. And so they kind of think I'm going to walk in and be China, and I'm not. But, I mean, also, the yoga definitely over the years has changed my body a bit. I'm longer and leaner, as they say.
And that's your deal now. You're doing yoga.
That's my deal,
and
yeah.
And a lot of yoga for guys.
Yes, well, and so it's that last injury, the herniated disc, was what let me sort of discover yoga. It was how I rehabilitated my back, actually. So I became a true believer in yoga when I realized, like, they were giving me options to do surgery. I wasn't able to return to work for a few months, and the yoga just completely reversed the damage. It was 2.5 months of doing yoga every single day, and I was able to go back and do the crazy flip-de-doos that I do. And so not only physically did it help me in that regard, but I was able to handle this 300, day on the road schedule. It was a little bit easier. For some reason, it's perspective, how you view your schedule.
And you're getting guys to do yoga with golf clubs.
Yes.
That sounds dangerous.
Well, when I first opened...
I mean, a lot of guys in one room with a golf club.
It is dangerous if they're mad and stuff. But, the Zen effect comes the minute you walk in Stratosphere. But, yeah, that's what happened. I've been open for about 2.5 years, my Stratosphere Yoga Studio, which is in Vaughan. There was a lot of women, obviously. And the guys, it was like taboo to suggest it. Like, oh, you should try it. And they'd be like, oh, no, And I think now there's a couple things happening. I had the Leafs in, I had the Argos in, and I think what's happening is more men are seeing it as, like, it's okay, and it's, you can apply it to your everyday life, you can apply it to your sports. And for golf, it's just been amazing. And I think a lot of the golfers now, the sport of golf is viewed as an athletic sport now. And I think they're becoming more aware, like, you know what, this is, you've got to condition your body, and this is your tool. And so that's what this Yoga for Golfers is doing. It's really, increasing the awareness for the men. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And if Elin Nordegan wants to do it, I'd say probably no.
Right. Probably no.
Listen, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks
Thank
so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You can find more about Trish Stratus and her yoga studio at stratosphereyoga.com. Good to meet you.
Thank you, too.